Joining us for the program this morning is Martha Gale. She is from our area and has written a book and is going to have a book signing for this book, When Jesus Calls. The book signing is coming up at Sadie's Coffee Corner this Saturday from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. Martha Gale, good morning. Good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
We're glad to have you and glad to know that you'll be returning to your hometown, and we'll have a book signing here in your hometown first, and that you will read about your daddy, Norman, before you do that first signing on Saturday afternoon. You confided in me yesterday that that might be one of the hardest parts to get through, is that initial reading.
Yes, it is. When I'd already finished my manuscript when my dad passed away, and we were at the beach together, and I was able to read a lot of my book to him while we were at the beach. Little did I know before my book was published that my dad would pass away. So this is very special to me. My dad would be the first one at this book signing, and I know that. So I'm going to bring a picture of him to sit with me on the table and read the foreword, because I was able to do some more writings for my book before it was published, and I was able to dedicate my book to my dad.
How do you feel like Jesus was calling when you were able to read part of that manuscript to him at that particular time in his life and in yours?
You know, I believe deep down in my heart that God knows every detail of our life. Sometimes we don't always understand it. And just looking back, that trip and just him being well enough to go to the beach with us, as we made a promise to him that we would take him when he got well. And it's just all designed by God. He has every detail of our life planned. It's just like this book, When Jesus Calls. I was in a very busy career for a lot of years, building my life on wealth and just the things of the world. And God called me completely out of my business, my career, and I had to resign according to his plan. It was very difficult, and become a homeschool mom. So after 14 years of homeschooling my daughter and she went to college, I asked the Lord if he would give me something that I could do for myself. And he did. So I started studying my insurance licenses. I got all of my licenses only by the grace of God. I passed them all the first time. And within 6 months, I had my own insurance agency. So I did this for over 3 years. And one day God said, Martha, I want you to sell your book of business to write a book. So I did. And this is the book, When Jesus Calls. It's a story of my life. It's actually written in fiction, because there was a couple of scenes in the book that are not accurate. So I had to list it as fiction, but everyone that knows me and everyone that reads the book knows this is my life. It's my story. And it's the testimony that God has given me. And all of the choices and the mistakes that I've made in my life, God is so good. And he loves us so much that he gives us the desires of our hearts. It's so surreal that it's even published. And I've written my whole life, but I just never dreamed I would have a published book.
It sounds like you are devoted, but it also sounds like, from what you told me about the book previously, When Jesus Calls, Martha Gale, our guest here, online at MarthaGale.com, book signing this Saturday here in her hometown. And then, of course, you can buy the book online all around the world. But you spoke of devotion. You speak of devotion And as you described it, with 40-some scriptures in the book, it's a bit of a devotional in and of itself.
Yes, that's right. So the book does have over 40 scriptures in it, and all of those scriptures are listed at the back of the book so people could reference it. But the book is very unusual in the fact that, well, one, I've never seen one like it. Only God does things like this, very unique. But in the story, Mary is the main character. And I chose Mary for the name because I'm Martha. God gave me the right name in the Bible, and I've always wanted to be more like Mary, and I do try very hard every day to be more like Mary, but I chose her as the main character in the story. But in the story, it starts out with, you know, just her life, and in just concern in her life and little situations that she's in, she recalls a scripture, let's say Proverbs 23. And in the story, she'll say things like, Mary remembers the scripture, Proverbs 23, and then she'll quote the scripture, the scriptures quoted in the book. But those scriptures will actually help someone reading the book who's been in that same situation to lean on the scriptures for hope. It's what we all have, is the only thing we have is the hope in Jesus Christ. And he carried me through the entire story. Many times in the book, I had pain going back through my life that I didn't even know was still there. And it would be very difficult for me, but in that process of writing the book, God brought that pain back and he healed my heart on many occasions. So it's a very personal experience that has been an amazing, beautiful journey.
And this is a very personal story. Why do
yes,
you
sir.
Want to think of yourself more as being Mary or being like Mary, either in the book or in your life?
Well, I think for me, Martha in the Bible was always worried about everything. And I love hospitality. I love serving others. It's one of my gifts that God's given me.
And you were in that business.
I was in that business, yes, sir. So in that, I'm always the one that's planning and to making all the plans. When Mary forgot about all of that, and she was at Jesus' feet, she wanted Jesus more than anything else. So I guess in some sense, I should be both Martha and Mary, because we still love to serve, and that's a gift God's given me. But we all need to rest at Jesus' feet every day, because he's why we're here. You know, this life is going to go away, and where do we spend eternity? Do we live here on this, or in this life for Jesus? That's why we're here, is to make disciples and to serve others.
You said yesterday to me when we spoke, and now again today on the radio show, that God healed my heart. In what ways
yes.
was that the most profound to you? Either the fact that God did it, that God offered that to you, that it was there and you were able to discern it and go with it as a human here on earth. What was the most profound impact of that for you? Or could it just be that you feel better too?
Oh, you do. You feel free. So many times in the world, we get so busy that we just go. It's like, we've got to get up, we've got to run, we've got to do this, do that. And if we have pain or a situation that we face that is troubling to us, so many times as humans, we go, oh, well, that happened. Okay. And you just keep going, but you never deal with the pain from that situation. And I think it's so important that we stop and we understand what we're feeling, and we ask God to help us to heal from that pain before we continue, because it will come back to us. And just like in this book, I was a single mom for over 8 years. And God knows my daughter is my heartbeat. But it was difficult. And I didn't know that I had pain because I knew what I had to do. I knew she was a gift from God. And I was the mom and the dad and this family in my life and my home with my daughter for 8 years. In one place in the book, I was writing that story, and I said in the book that I had ordered her a crib, and there was millions of bolts and screws and mattresses and just stuff laying on the floor. And I was 8 months pregnant, sitting on the floor at 9 o'clock at night after I'd worked all day putting this crib together. And I was determined I was going to get this crib put together.
It's a great feeling, but it'll make you cry all at the same time.
Oh my gosh, it is. So I'm putting this crib together. And that night I was joyful. I remember the feeling of being joyful and being happy. My baby was coming, and I put this crib together all by myself one night, late night, and was so happy to get her nursery finished and her to come into the world, and we were going to be happy together, and life was going to be perfect. And when I wrote that, my husband walked in and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, look what God just wrote." And I was reading that part of the story, and God just broke my heart. He showed me the pain that I'd buried so deep in my heart from that night that I never knew even existed. And then he healed my heart, and I just felt completely free of it. And that happened numerous times in this book. And I think one of the times was when I had the opportunity at the end of all of it, before my book was published, to dedicate my book to my dad. He was my biggest cheerleader in everything I've done in my life. He was always so proud of me. I just miss him so much.
I knew your father. He was quite a character. His name Norman, and
yeah.
You said yesterday he was the greatest dad.
He was, yes, sir.
What will it be like for you to be back in your hometown and feel the support of your town? Because this is so personal, and because it does involve someone who was well known in the community.
I'm already feeling that love, and we're not there. And just in the Facebook post, people have shared it and shared the story. And I haven't lived there many years, but I love these people. These are people that I went to school with, people that I spent a lot of time with. And to know that they still feel this way about me after not having a real relationship with them in so long, and to be back in my hometown and feel that love, it's the greatest feeling. I can't even explain it. It's so appreciated, and so it's humbling. It's actually beautiful, and I will receive it as a gift from God.
You said that you signed books, John 11:40, Believe, Martha Gale. Mm-hmm. Why do you sign it that way?
It's so crazy because when I started writing my book, in one part of my book, there's the scripture, John 11:40. And it's so surreal because I think as believers, we all at some point have had doubt. It's like, okay, God, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? When we want to do what we want to do, that God has a perfect plan for our life. Perfect. And if we just lean on him for that guidance and walk in his will, we will walk in his way and in his path. But in this book, When Jesus Calls, there is a scripture. And God has just given me this scripture as kind of, I guess, my signature scripture for the book. And I'm also writing the sequel to this book right now. I'm a little ways from finishing it, but I'm trying to very hard to get it done. And that's the scripture he gave me on my heart. John 11:40 says, Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" I was very obedient. By his grace and doing what he's asked me to do and to walk away from my career, to be a stay-at-home wife and mom, that was very hard. But now I can see all of it and what it meant and what it means. And there's more. I don't know what that is, but God will show me. But that scripture just fills my heart with joy. Because one, it gives me confirmation that I am exactly where I need to be. And that God is saying, just keep walking with me. You will see my glory. So when I write, that's what I do. I've signed every book that I've signed. And I try to put in their name and the date. And then I always just say, always believe John 11:40, Martha Gale. As simple as it is for someone to pick up their Bible and read that, whatever they're going through, I just feel it's going to penetrate their heart like it did mine.
Martha Gale, our guest here, as we talk about the book signing coming up this Saturday at Sadie's Coffee Corner from 2 until 4, her book, When Jesus Calls. You said you were very devoted. You mentioned on your webpage about being naive as a young person. Not that being naive is being undevoted, but what role did being a bit naive as a younger person growing up in this community, what role did that play in your life, and what role does that play in your book?
I think for me, I'm just very trusting, so I trust everyone, and because I always, by the grace of God, try very hard to be transparent and be honest and live a life that pleases God.
I have those afflictions too.
I have honestly made tons of mistakes. I've written a book that's all over the world that shows everyone that. So I promise you, it's nothing about me. It's all about God. But he brought me through that. And I think so much, is the scripture. As a young girl, I loved, everyone wanted to be, you know, that for everyone. And I think for young adults, the peer pressure in the world in relationships is very strong. It was then. And I didn't, you know, God says we need to protect our hearts above all else, because everything we do flows from it. And I think my greatest mistake is not protecting my heart and believing sometimes when I shouldn't have. Like, you know, I got married at a very young age at 18. I wish someone had put me in a room and closed the door and said, don't do that. But I did. And I was happy. I was very happy. And that's in chapter one of my book. But got home one day and walked in, and my husband was with another woman. And I was like, what? So it was very, very difficult for me. And I just feel like I haven't, you know, as a young adult, protected my heart very well.
Martha Gale is our guest here on the radio, When Jesus Calls, online at MarthaGale.com. A book signing coming up at Sadie's downtown this weekend on Saturday from 2 until 4, talking about the book, talking about her dad, talking about growing up in this particular area and in this community. And it's a very personal story. It's written in fiction, but a great deal of it is about the life of Martha Gale. And Martha, I wanted to thank you again for being on with us and see if you wanted to read a portion that you wanted folks to hear in your voice.
Thank you again so much for having me. I would like to read the afterword of my book. It's the last page before the scriptures that are listed, the Bible scriptures, because really this is my heart of the book. And it says, all scriptures used in this story are to remind us of how amazing God's love is. He loves us and can use our failures for our good. When we repent of our sins and trust Him, we can believe we will see the glory of God in our lives. Faith is believing what we can't see. Jesus loves us deeply, died a brutal death, and rose again on the third day for the sins of the entire world. Repent, ask Him for forgiveness, and ask Him to come into your heart today. He's waiting for you right now. He loves you deeply. God bless you, and my prayers is for everyone reading this story to come to know Jesus in a personal way. It will be the most critical decision you will ever make in your lifetime. Do not believe the lie. You are worthy in Jesus' name. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart with you and for your prayers and love. Please look for my next book as this story continues. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, Romans 15:13. Blessings to you. Always believe, Martha Gale.
And of course, part of that sounded like a prayer and could say amen.
Yeah, amen. There's lots of prayer in this book too, for sure.
Quite poetic that you are reading that last page to us on the radio towards the end of the interview, reflecting back to something we said earlier and the fact that you'll be reading the very first of it before you sign the first copy on Saturday as you remember your dad and as you have dedicated the book to your dad.
It's just the way God works. He knows everything, doesn't He? Don't we serve an amazing God?
Absolutely. Hopefully folks will buy your book, and you said folks are buying your book already.
It is selling very well. It's not about the money for me at all. I have zero concern about that. But my heart is so deep into this book that I want people to read it and come to know Jesus in a more personable way. They can also visit my website at MarthaGale, and it's spelled GAYLE.com. One of my desires was that for readers to use my website to bring mention of what their thoughts were in the book, how maybe someone was touched by something in the book, how it affected their life, and as a ministry tool, because I'd love to get to know my readers and be able to share with them and pray for them as well as they also pray for me.
It'll be good to have you in town. It's been wonderful to visit with you and create this snapshot of audio material about your written book and how special and precious it is. Martha Gale, good to speak with you.
Thank you so much again. God bless you.
Thank you for that. God bless you as well. Go out this Saturday to Sadie's from 2 until 4. Meet the author, get a signed copy of the book. Martha Gale, When Jesus Calls.